Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio. This is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more, and those are all great things in your business. I am your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm so excited about this week's show. I have a really very special guest, a good friend of mine, very, very smart marketer. His name is Craig Valline, and let me tell you a little bit about Craig. He is a marketing performance strategist based in Pasadena, California. Craig helps entrepreneurial businesses enhance marketing performance to get the best results possible for about the same time, money, and effort they're already spending in what he calls underperforming or hidden marketing assets within their business. Craig runs a member-based group for ambitious entrepreneurial business owners called EMP, which stands for Enhanced Marketing Performance, which was the only local chapter of the Glaser Kennedy Group in the Los Angeles area from October of 2007, I believe, all the way until 2013. Craig has shared the stage with some really, really great business, really giants of the industry, including the past president of GKIC, Bill Glaser, celebrity PR expert and best-selling author Michael Levine, former CEO of Guerrilla Marketing, and icon builder David Fagan, and most notably, oh, yours truly, Jim Palmer, the Newsletter Guru. You snuck that in there, Craig. Craig is the author of the book, The Ultimate No BS Guide to Entrepreneurial Success, which is available at Amazon, and he's the co-author of the upcoming book, How to Become an Iconic Storyteller, Lessons from the Ultimate Story Builder Workshops with Scott Evans. And today, Craig is going to be talking with us about the power of storytelling in business. Craig, how are you doing today? Thanks for taking time to be our special guest this week.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Jim, for having me here.
My pleasure. You know, Craig and I, full disclosure, as I always am very transparent, we're good friends. We've known each other a long time. I've spoken out at his to his group of entrepreneurs twice now. The last time was about a month ago, and that's when Craig told me about this book. And I've known what a really smart marketer and entrepreneur he is. And when he told me about this book, The Power of Storytelling, I was just so excited. I said, I have to get you on my show because I, too, really resonate with storytelling. I mean, obviously, when I'm doing my videos, podcasts, if you read any of my emails, my websites, it's really all about the power of the story, whether it's my story or telling other people's stories. So if there's one thing I think most entrepreneurs who want to get attention and get noticed and get read, if there's one thing they can do, they need to do better, and that's become a better storyteller. Craig, take just a little bit of time here and tell us a little bit about you and your background and maybe just a little bit of your entrepreneurial journey from East Coast to West Coast.
Yeah, I am from Boston. You might hear a little get out of here over there. I'm a Boston fan. Tonight, as we record, the World Series is beginning with the Boston Red Sox. But I am a born entrepreneur, and by born entrepreneur, I was kind of put into that position by my stepfather, who was giving my sister an allowance of $5 a week, and I was getting 50 cents, and I said, what gives? He says, very valuable lesson. Go out and earn it. So coincidentally, a friend of mine who had three paper routes was willing to give up one, and that just started it, and then she gave up another, and then she gave up all three, and I was, you know, soon making a lot more money than $5 per week, and that got me on the kind of the path to what other ways can I make money? So just shoveling snow, mowing lawns in the summer, hanging Christmas lights, until soon I could not handle the load of work that I was getting, and I was making, for an 11-year-old kid to make, you know, $500 or $1,000 is a really big deal. But I was making a lot of money, and soon I had to have my friends start doing some of the work, and I was taking the calls and kind of being a broker for these services. And that was all between the ages of 11 and 15. As a joke, my father bought me a book called How I Raised Myself and Failure to Success in Selling at a Flea Market, and I still have that original book. But that book really taught me how to think like a salesperson, how to have a mindset for earning money and going after it and preparing for things on a regular basis. And anyway, so what came of me being a marketing consultant all happened when I was about 18 years old. And a friend of mine had his dad owned a bike shop down the bottom of the hill that I grew up on. And he said, you know, my dad's having some problems. He thinks he's going to have to close the store if something doesn't change. Could you talk to him? You're doing pretty well, blah, blah, blah. And I said, sure. I don't know what I can do, but, you know, of course. So I just spent a Saturday afternoon sitting there just kind of observing. And I'm 18 years old, so watching this go on. And I realized that for every person who walked in the store who didn't buy, they never captured their name and email address, this was way back when, their name and address to follow up with them. And I said, there's your problem right there. I said, we don't know the reason why they didn't buy. You should follow up with them and, you know, just have a conversation with them, invite them back, invite them, you know, find out what they were looking for, find out how you can get it for them, and, you know, just start a relationship. So that one little thing helped transform that bike shop, and that bike shop is still there today, run by my friend who is now 46 years old. But, you know, it was those little things, and he says, wow, that's excellent. You should go and help other people do the same thing. And, it's been a rocky road, but here I am today, you know, many moons later doing that, and I think pretty well for my members and clients.
Yeah, and you start out, as you mentioned, you're from Boston, and did you go I just got one of those, what do you call, brain farts where I thought I might have mixed up with somebody else. Did you go straight from Boston to California, or did you make some stops in between?
No, I went, funny enough, that's why I said rocky, a bumpy road. I was at one time an EMT and a paramedic. So for in the city of Boston, and I had ambitions. I don't know if you remember the show, but it was Rescue 911 or something like that. William Shatner talking about all the people serving in the emergency industry and everything like that. And they had on the show, they had the LA County Sheriff's doing an air rescue in the mountains right above where I live right today. And I said, that's what I want to do. So I ended up moving out to California really quick, testing with different agencies, and I almost got on until this was way back in 1990 when we went to war on the Gulf and the recession hit and all that other stuff. So I had to fall back on my entrepreneurial roots. And, you know, with a few bumps along the way, as I said, I've been doing this ever since.
Good for you. So, Craig, let's talk about storytelling. Why do you think storytelling is so important to business and, you know, especially in entrepreneurial businesses?
Well, to start, I think that there's a huge level of distrust in the world, never mind when someone's trying to buy something or someone's trying to sell something. And, you know, there's this power. We need the power to engage people in a memorable way. An engaging way to illustrate maybe otherwise mundane points. So stories engage, you know. Let me say it this way. Stories are a much better way to communicate an answer to a question than just listing out a bunch of bullets or trying to give straightforward answer to an important question. And I think they have power because facts alone about anything can depend on points of view. So sometimes, depending on where someone is in their life, it can, you know, the facts alone may go, yeah, well, that may be true, that may not be true. But if you tell it in the way of a story, it resonates more with people because either by way of their own experience or the experience of something that they recognize in life, could have been a TV show, could have been their friend, could have been a family member. But it's better than giving just a straightforward answer to that question. And stories also simulate experience. So when you hear a well-told story, you can feel the emotion of a story if it's done well as you're going along. And if the lesson was taught to you, you wouldn't get that same feeling in your heart and feel aroused interest. And I think that's really what selling is. It's a transfer of emotion, and no better way to do that than telling a powerful story.
Yeah, I so believe in storytelling. I know you've heard me speak a few times. I'm somebody who doesn't get up and just start, oh, it's nice to be here, thanks for having me. I launch literally right into a story, you know. It was
right.
A cold day in January or something, because it really is, I find people are like, oh, well, first of all, it's different. And it's also, I think people are, if you do it right, I think it intrigues people. And anytime you can evoke curiosity, you know, people want to read the next word or the next sentence or paragraph to see what happens next, right? I mean, that's kind of the essence of storytelling.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So do you think there's a big difference in storytelling from, you know, different media or platforms, for example, email or, you know, sales letters, or, you know, speaking from the stage? Is it all basically the same, or do you find there's like little differences there?
Well, you know, when you're in person, you can use you know, visual cues about the story. Like, for instance, my friend Scott Evans, who is a brilliant entrepreneur, he's an inventor, he's an author, thought leader, but he's also the basis of two iconic movies. One was The Sandlot, and the other was Radio Flyer. And The Sandlot just experienced its 30-year anniversary. And that makes me feel really old, because I remember that a long time ago.
Me too.
But, you know, have you ever seen the movie The Sandlot?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, and it's about a bunch of kids playing baseball, and it's more of a story to it. But this is a real true story, Hollywoodized, but it's a true story about Scott's life as a child growing up in Pacoima, California. And so when he was describing a part of the story, for instance, when the ball went over the wall and there was a dog on the other side, he called it Pickling the Beast, you know, the way that Scott tells that story, I mean, he shows like he's almost climbing the wall, and when he hops over on the other side and the dog is staring him in the face, it was actually a Doberman on a chain, and the ball was just like inches away from the dog, the growling dog, and the way he's described it, you can feel and sense it by his expressions, by his physical being, you know, the tone in his voice, how he softens the tone of his voice and things like that. You really get it, and you really feel like you were there. Well, the challenge with writing is you don't necessarily get that. But if you've read any powerful book, you know, any good writer, and I recommend, if you want to become a great writer of stories, read great books. Read you know, William Patton you know, anybody who has these great novels out there, because they know how to tell stories and they write in specific ways. I know Frank Kern recommends that highly, and I started doing that. I just started reading these fiction stories when I wanted to learn how to write, just read from the best. But they know how to tell a story in a way that you feel like you're there, you know, the pauses, the intonations and everything, just by the way it's written. So, you know, yeah, there's a difference of being in person when you're up on stage, but there's also that powerful method of, if you do it well, if you study from the masters who already write well, you can learn how to do it just as well.
That's awesome. You know who's a great storyteller? I mean, he's passed on, but were you a fan of Paul Harvey?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
I remember, gosh, when I was in my early 20s, and I was oddly enough, I was managing a bike shop. We have bike shops in our history. But I remember I was becoming a fan of talk radio way back then. And, I remember Paul Harvey, the rest of the story, and he had just such a way, you literally, if I had customers in the front of the store, I'm like, okay, be there in a second. And I'm like, I got to hear what Paul Harvey had to say. So it really is a really good example of the power of storytelling. So we're going to take a very brief time out here on the other side. I'm going to ask Craig about what kinds of stories work in business and why. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
There are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects, and those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then No Hassle Social Media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy, done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No Hassle Social Media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
So we are back, and let's get right back to my special guest, Mr. Craig Valline. Hey, Craig, what kind of stories work in business? And also, if you can, share a little bit about why they work.
Well, let me tell you, I think the best way to tell you what kind of stories there are in business, that work in business, would be best by telling you a few stories, if I may.
Okay. All right.
All right. So about a year ago, I was speaking at my at a friend's, David Fagan. He's known as the Icon Builder here in L.A. And the speaker after me was celebrity PR expert and best-selling author Michael Levine. So Michael gave an incredible presentation on what he calls the three O's of super successful people. And what I was most impressed with was an answer to a question following his talk. The question was, how did you get your first A-list client? Michael's elegant and eloquent response was, somehow. Somehow I got that A-list client. Every front door, every back door, every side door, every chimney, I was there until I got that client. And he said, the great ones find a way somehow. So that really hit me profoundly. It's kind of like no excuses. Find a way somehow and make it happen. So after the event, I reached out to Michael via Facebook, friended him, and I sent him an email. And we started a dialogue that went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until one day he gave me his home and office number, office numbers, and he invited me for coffee anytime I was in the area of his home in Santa Monica or his office in Beverly Hills. Well, as anybody might think, you know, my perception of Michael was, and I think rightfully so, that since he's a high-level publicist, he's probably not going to have enough time to answer the phone and speak with someone like me, right? So to take advantage of the invitation he offered me, I decided that I was going to be in his home the following week. I reached out to him via Facebook again, and we went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until something very, very powerful happened. All of a sudden, I got a phone call from him on my cell phone, and with great excitement, I answered the phone, and I said, hi, Michael. In a very frustrated tone, he says, Craig, I gave you my phone numbers at home and my office. If you want to talk to me, call me at one of those numbers. Okay, buddy? Goodbye.
No way. Wow.
Ouch. So the lesson is, communicate with people the way they want to be communicated to, in essence, right? So that's one story. Let me tell you another one, and I will wrap this up real quick. So the next story is, about 20 years ago, I met my mentor, your mentor too, to the great Dan Kennedy, in a very unusual way. So one beautiful Sunday morning, I was walking through Copley Square in Boston, and I stumbled across a new store called Buck a Book. And with a dollar and change in my pocket and a transit pass, I walked into the store. And right on the right-hand side of the door was a barrel, like a wooden barrel, filled with Dan's first edition Ultimate Marketing Plan books. So for the next 2 hours, I stood in there leaning up against a very ugly lime green wall reading that book. And one great marketing strategy after another hit me like bricks. One idea just at the end of that time, until when this woman said, hey, Misty, you're going to buy the book or what? So this one idea that struck me was, tie your marketing message into the conversation currently occurring in the prospect's mind. That's one we've heard about, the Robert Collier principle, right?
Right.
So that week on the news, just about every night, was a story about all the muggings happening on Boston Common. People leaving work and walking to the trains were either being mugged or feeling threatened by the danger of being mugged. So a friend of mine owned a karate school just outside of Boston, and I was a third-degree black belt, and I was teaching at his schools at night, a few days a week. So as I read that big idea in Dan Kennedy's book, I realized that what an incredible opportunity I had before me. So my friend and I quickly put together a self-defense program called Common Sense Self-Defense and approached nearly 100 different Boston businesses within a mile radius of Boston Commons. We got a handful of them to immediately say yes, and either the business itself or the employees paid us $40 each for a four-week self-defense program to help them feel safe as they walked to the trains through Boston Commons. In a matter of less than 30 days, I went from having a dollar in my pocket to having made a few thousand dollars with regular steady income And it was all because of one great idea I read in a book written by my now mentor, Dan Kennedy. So I have one last story, and then I'll get to this point. So last story is, as a marketing consultant, I encourage every one of my business clients to write a book. A book establishes one almost instantly as an authority in their field. In fact, the first six letters of the word authority are author. So let me tell you about how I got my book done in just 3 days. And in parentheses, I'll say, well, sort of. So I facilitate a mastermind group here for 10 very driven and successful entrepreneurs in the Los Angeles area called Peak Performance VIP Mastermind. This group meets once a month for high-level, half-day accountability and idea-sharing meeting to help them achieve results in their business faster than they've ever known. So for 6 months, I had been promising them that I would get my book done. As the leader of this group, I'm saying, I will get my book done in 6 months. And each month, I'd show up with no book in hand, and it was very embarrassing. So I worked on my book here and there, but I really never had a clue as to what I was trying to do with my book. I procrastinated every month on that project until one day I was having lunch with one of my mastermind members. And jokingly, he said, how's your book coming along, Craig? I said, ugh, it should have been done 5 months ago. He replied, don't worry, Craig. You're putting way too much pressure on yourself. We don't even expect you to get it done anyway. I said, ooh. What? What? They don't expect me to get it done anyway? That is not good at all. So I drove home for lunch, totally ticked off, and I felt ashamed that I had let my procrastination get the best of me, and it was now affecting my reputation to a group that I was supposed to be a leader and influencer to. They doubted that I was ever going to get this book done. That's just not good for business. So I decided and declared out loud, and I really did out loud, that there's no way in heck I'm going to show up to that next mastermind meeting without that book done. No way in heck. So that night I worked on the book until I couldn't keep my eyes open. The next day the same, the next day the same, and then finally on the fourth day I finished the book. And I read through it one last time, made sure the formatting was correct. I uploaded it to createspace.com and I got it approved within 24 hours. And then within another 24 hours I had a galley copy sent to me by FedEx so I could bring it to the mastermind meeting the very next day. The day of the mastermind meeting, I walked in proud with a big smile on my face, holding that galley copy of my book high in the air, and I said, I am done. I am done. I'm officially an author of my own published book. It's finally done. So let me tell you why I told you those three stories. The first story I just shared with you about my experience with Michael Levine was what you call a learning story. Because there's a lesson learned by me, which was communicate the way people want to be communicated with. If I was trying to teach you, Jim, that lesson myself, it would be much more entertaining and easy to comprehend as if I just said, hey, communicate the way people want to be communicated with, right?
Right.
The second story I shared about my experience in finding my mentor, Dan Kennedy, was by way of his first edition book, The Ultimate Marketing Plan, is called an origin story. And the power of an origin story, and I use that when I start my meetings, my monthly EMP meetings. So the power of an origin story is to gain that know, like, and trust factor. To get people to know, like, and trust me, I use the story at the beginning of each presentation to give and express 2 points. Number one, I was broke at one time in my life with a dollar in my pocket, like so many people that I speak to. And number two, one little idea read in a book or heard by a speaker can really change your life in an instant. And the origin story is really a shortcut to gaining that KLT factor, that know, like, and trust factor to your target audience. So I think people want to know who you are. They want to know a little bit about you before they make a huge buying decision. And the origin story can be dramatic. It can tell about your struggle. It can tell about what's going on in your life until you found that thing that changed it, you know. And so that's really what those are. So the third story I shared about getting my book done in just 3 days is called A Spur to Action Story. And my motivation to get that book done before my next mastermind meeting was spurred by shame and embarrassment of not having it done when I said I would get it done before. And there was no way I was going to show up again without that book done. And, you know, I use that story often to inspire people to take action and feel proud of their accomplishments and to avoid shame and embarrassment and procrastination. And mostly that there is a very high cost to inaction. So those are three powerful stories I think that any business owner can use depending on the points they're trying to get across.
And I think one of the most important things, and by the way, they're really good stories, and each one of them has a lesson that you can actually say in one sentence or less, but it's only because of the story that it makes it more relevant, you know?
Right.
So I think that's really cool. So we have maybe 4 or 5 minutes here. I want to give you a chance. I remember you said you wrote a book, or it's just about done, How to Become an Iconic Storyteller. How did that whole process and that whole book come about?
Well, my friend Scott Evans, as I mentioned, was kind of, you know, he was talking about the 30th year anniversary of The Sandlot and how there's such iconic stories and films that families and, you know, everyone alike just can remember. They know it. And when he was telling that story at the front of the room about what really happened, about when he was pickling the beast and going over the wall and everything, I said, God, you're such a great storyteller. We should really put something together, a workshop on helping people tell stories. Me from, you know, my marketing side, and him from his ability to tell a story from, you know, from his life that has been portrayed into iconic films. So we've done several workshops called the Ultimate Story Builder Workshop, and we dubbed Scott the Iconic Storyteller. So we are helping these people in this Ultimate Story Builder Workshop become iconic storytellers themselves, so they can relate more with their audience. They build that know, like, and trust factor as quickly as possible, and really kind of be transparent about their life and about who they are and what they're really trying to do in their life. So we just put those lessons in a book, and it's going to be published probably within the next 30 days. We've been putting it off, but I just spoke to him today. I said, I'm doing a talk with Jim Palmer. Maybe we should get that book out. No more procrastination.
Yeah, and one of my stories is about getting a book done. That's great. So, yeah, well, first of all, be sure to let me know when that's out. I'll certainly tell my whole community about it. I think that's a pretty exciting book. So that's awesome. So, it's as you said, it's the night of the World Series starts today. So when is your goal to have that book done, Craig? It's because we always talk about accountability. So,
well, my goal is to have it done within 30 days from today. So we just talked this morning, so it should be done by November 30th. And we'll have a galley copy in our hand and be able to say, hey, Jim, I got it done. You know, so,
very good.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, Craig, how can our listeners learn more about you? I know you got a number of websites, things like that, but what's a good one for them to connect with you?
Well, I have two websites, and if anybody, any of the listeners are in the Los Angeles area, please come on by one of my EMP power events that I run on the last Tuesday of each month. You can learn more about that group at www.empresults.com. That's empresults.com. If you're interested in just learning more about me and what I do, I'm a marketing strategist. I really help people enhance their performance, get better results from what they're already doing. If you'd like to read some of the blogs that I put up or some of the audios that I do, I have a website called www.nobscraigvaleen.com. NoBSCraigValeen.com. And lastly, if you'd like to just send me an email, that's the best way to get me. It's my name at hotmail.com, CraigValeen@hotmail.com.
Most excellent. Craig, thanks very much for being an awesome guest today.
It's been wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really grateful for it.
Awesome. Okay, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with Master Marketer Craig Valeen. Stick Like Glue is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Be sure to stay tuned next week for another great episode. And until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.